Monday, March 25th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And a Midday Hymn. O Sacred Heart surrounded by crown of piercing thorn, O bleeding head so wounded, reviled and put to scorn. Our sins have marred the glory of thy most holy face, yet angel hosts adore thee and tremble as they gaze. The Lord of every nation was hung upon a tree. His death was our salvation, our sins his agony. O Jesus, by thy passion thy life in us increase. Thy death for us did fashion our pardon and our peace. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, I know my own sheep, and my own know me, as the Father knows me, and as I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. Psalm 119. Lord, let your love come upon me, the saving help of your promise, and I shall answer those who taunt me, for I trust in your word. Do not take the word of truth from my mouth, for I trust in your decrees. I shall always keep your law forever and ever. I shall walk in the path of freedom, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your will before kings and not be abashed. Your commands have been my delight. These I have loved. I will worship your commands and love them and ponder your will. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Father, let your salvation come to us as you have promised, that we may keep your law always, and taught by the word of truth, find strength in his salvation. Psalm 40. I waited for the Lord, and he stooped down to me and heard my cry. He drew me from the deadly pit, from the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and made my footsteps firm. He put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God. Many shall see and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Happy the man who has placed his trust in the Lord and has not gone over to the rebels who follow false gods. How many, O Lord my God, are the wonders and designs that you've worked for us? You have no equal. Should I proclaim and speak of them? They are more than I can tell. You do not ask for sacrifice and offerings, but an open ear. You do not ask for holocaust and victim. Instead, here I am. In the scroll of the book it stands written that I should do your will. My God, I delight in your law in the depth of my heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continuation of Psalm 40. Your justice I have proclaimed in the great assembly. My lips I have not sealed. You know it, O Lord. I have not hidden your justice in my heart, but declared your friend faithful help. I have not hidden your love and your truth from the great assembly. O Lord, you will not withhold your compassion from me. Your merciful love and your truth will always guard me. For I am beset with evils, too many to be counted. My sins have fallen upon me, and my sight fails me. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart sinks. O Lord, come to my rescue. Lord, come to my aid. O let there be rejoicing and gladness for all who seek you. Let them ever say, the Lord is great, who loves your saving help. As for me, wretched and poor, the Lord thinks of me. You are my rescuer and my help. O God, do not delay. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, you were made obedient unto death, and your name was exalted above all others. Teach us always to do the Father's will, so that, made holy by obedience, which unites us to the sacrifice of your body, we can expect your great love in times of sorrow and sing a new song to our God. Repeating the antiphon, I know my own sheep and my own know me, as the Father knows me and as I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And a reading is from Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 20b. Remember that I stood before you to speak in their behalf, to turn away your wrath from them. And the responsory, ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the weight of guilt he endured. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. All-powerful God, by the suffering and death of your Son, strengthen and protect us in our weakness. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.